My candle burns at both ends. It will not last the night. But ah, my foes, and oh, my friends, it gives a lovely light. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Today, I'm reading poems by Edna St. Vincent Millay. Born in 1892, poet and playwright Edna St. Vincent Millay personified the life of a liberated bohemian poet in Greenwich Village in the 1920s. One of the foremost writers of sonnets in her day, she was the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize for poetry. Millay died in 1950. Today, in honor of Valentine's Day, I'll be reading love poems from her 1920 volume, A Few Figs from Thistles. Recuerdo. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. It was bare and bright and smelled like a stable. But we looked into a fire. We leaned across a table. We lay on a hilltop underneath the moon, and the whistles kept blowing, and the dawn came soon. We were very tired, and we were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. And you ate an apple, and I ate a pear. From a dozen of each we had bought somewhere. And the sky went wan, and the wind came cold, and the sun rose dripping, a bucketful of gold. We were very tired. We were very merry. We had gone back and forth all night on the ferry. We hailed, "Good morrow, mother," to a shawl-covered head, and bought a morning paper, which neither of us read. And she wept, "God bless you," for the apples and pears, and we gave her all our money but our subway fares. Thursday. And if I loved you Wednesday, well, what is that to you? I do not love you Thursday. So much is true. And why you come complaining is more than I can see. I loved you Wednesday, yes, but what is that to me? To the Not Impossible Hymn. How shall I know, unless I go to Cairo and Cathay, whether or not this blessed spot is blessed in every way? Now it may be the flower for me is this beneath my nose. How shall I tell, unless I smell the Carthaginian rose? The fabric of my faithful love no power shall dim or ravel, whilst I stay here. But, oh, my dear, if I should ever travel. And I'll end with two sonnets. Love, though for this you riddle me with darts and drag me at your chariot till I die, O heavenly prince, O panderer of hearts, yet hear me tell how in their throats they lie who shout you mighty. Thick about my hair day in, day out, your ominous arrows purr, who still am free, unto no querulous care a fool, and in no temple worshipper. I that have bared me to your quiver's fire, lifted my face into its puny rain, do wreathe you impotent to evoke desire, as you are powerless to elicit pain. Now will the God for blasphemy so brave punish me, surely, with the shaft I crave. I shall forget you presently, my dear, so make the most of this, your little day, your little mouth, your little half a year. Ere I forget or die or move away, and we are done forever. By and by I shall forget you, as I said, but now, if you entreat me with your loveliest lie, I will protest you with my favorite vow. I would indeed that love were longer lived and oaths were not so brittle as they are, but so it is, and nature has contrived to struggle on without a break thus far. Whether or not we find what we are seeking is idle, biologically speaking. You've been listening to poems by Edna St. Vincent Millay on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.